My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Our buddy Mark Zuckerman of massinsports.com. Let's start with Dylan Cruz. Mark had his first hit on Tuesday, his first homer on Wednesday, back-to-back multi-hit games. Not too shabby for the kid in a series win against the Yankees.
No, I think, guys, this was exactly who he is. I think you saw all of it. He hits for power. He drives in runs. He runs the bases well. He plays the field well. He's not necessarily got the wow factor that James Wood does in terms of, like, individual moments, but I think he's just going to be really good at everything all the time. And certainly a 22-year-old who didn't look phased at all, either by making his major league debut or doing it against the Yankees, all the star power in that series, I think arguably he rose the most of anybody. I think he was the best player in the whole series.
Mark, Mackenzie Gore was really good last night. The line overall doesn't look incredible, but you know, you beat Judge's bat and he trickles one into right field for an RBI, making your day look a little bit more pedestrian with two runs allowed. But I thought a couple straight starts now, he's been Mackenzie Gore again, which I think is maybe one of the most encouraging things about this stretch of the season.
Yeah, 100%. And the results obviously are good and you want to see that. But to me, what stood out last night, it was the stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff was back to what it was in the first half of the year, 97, 98, with his fastball all the way through the sixth inning. A good command of all of his pitches, and didn't have those really long innings with all the foul balls, driving up the pitch count, and that kind of stuff. And he had poise out there. If something did go wrong behind him, he shook it off and got right back at it. He feels like he turned a corner in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, a long way to go still for him. But if this is who we're going to see the rest of the way, this is going to turn to a much more positive season than at least the way it was shaping up here over the course of the summer.
Series against the Yankees was a blast, and two wins clearly helped. But free-for-all on the base paths, rookies contributing everywhere you turn, Cruz being up obviously did the heavy lifting there, but James Wood, multiple hits and first two at-bats with an RBI last night. This team is a fun watch right now, and it's September. I mean, that's a win, I think, for this fan base.
No, it was huge. And yes, taking 2 of 3 from the Yankees is great, but it's who did it. It was all these young building blocks. And, you know, they've had some young lineups out there this year, but often it's a handful of guys who may be part of the future and then some others who we know are probably stopgaps. Look at who they had out there the last 3 days. In almost every case, not all of them, but in almost every case, these were guys who were either supposed to be key pieces of the long-term puzzle, or guys who could be part of it. And I think that was the key to it all. We've been wading through this for 3 years with this promise of, okay, the kids are coming. They're not all here yet. There's still a few more to come. There's still obviously some other holes they have to address this winter. But I feel like these last 3 days was the first time we truly got a glimpse of what a national team could look like that's ready to win by next year. And the fact that they came together and performed as well as they did against that team, that to me made this the most encouraging 3-game series they've had in a very long time.
Now for the part where the learners spend a little money. Mark, how
That's
about the juxtaposition of Cruz and Wood? Really quickly, a little under a minute here, but long term, is Wood the Batman and Cruz the Robin, or are they too different to say that? Like, how do you view it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think they do complement each other well, and that they're not really the same player at all, physically speaking, for one thing, but also just the way they play. I think, like I said, Wood has the wow factor. He's going to, you know, hit the ball 110. He's going to be racing around the bases. He's going to, you know, have, I think, more highlights. I've looked at it this way. I think that Dylan Cruz reminds me of the best version of Anthony Rendon, the guy who he may not have those individual moments. When you look up at the end, you're like, wow, this guy was really good at everything that he did. Very solid, doesn't go through slumps, not streaky, just solid all the time. And if that's who he turns out to be, that would be fantastic for them.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.